Okay, let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would fulfill the desire of so many people who are here and who are not here, that this time could be special, should be profitable, could be eternally useful, could be a turning point in lives, should be change of direction for many of us. Lord, only you can do that, and we're trusting you for it and looking to you for it. And we pray that nobody in their heart could be saying, not me. Lord, have mercy and bring us into more of yourself, knowing you truly, to survive in this world after your very presence. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay. Well, morning. I'm just going to talk briefly to try and explain something about our theme. You've seen this fine graphic, but what does it all mean? Where does it come from? Why are we talking about this? What's the meaning of this theme? Well, where does it come from? It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, really easy reference to remember. 1 Corinthians 13:13. It says, now abide faith, hope, and love. These three. And then he says, the greatest of these is love. Why is the greatest love? Because it lasts forever. But faith and hope don't. So now abide, now there remains these three things. What are these three things? Well, if you could find a Christian who is really walking with God, and if you could just have a little look inside of him, you would find in there faith, hope, and love. These would be so significant in the life of this person. Now, we may not understand for months about faith, hope, and love, so this weekend we hopefully will understand a whole lot more about it. But faith, hope, and love. You can ask yourself right now. If somebody could pop me up and have a look inside, what would they see? Would they see this? Would they see faith? That it's not just something sort of, something on the shelf, but something real and active, and hope that's actually real and making a difference to you, and love that makes you do things and makes you make choices. Is that clear? What this meeting is about. Okay. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is obviously speaking about faith, not just any faith, but we're speaking about faith in Jesus. Because when we talk about faith, we're talking about trusting. It's a simple question we can ask. We can ask yourself, what about your friend? Being on the same phone, you can't hear me. What do you follow me? I want to talk about Jesus. I want to talk about why trusting him and following him is so good and so necessary. What are you looking forward to? What's in front of you? Have you got something you can look forward to? Now, of course, we all have something to look forward to. They've got much to look forward to. Just now, and then lunch will be over. But what about after that? Maybe you can kick ahead what you're looking forward to a little bit further, a little bit further down the road. Like this. Love. Yeah, the question is, what sort of person are you? There's a hope. Something that's in front of them that they can genuinely look forward to. I think of these three words, hope is probably the one we understand least. I don't think wrong about that. We all know that God is love. That's what it means to us. Well, we also said that faith, hope, and love are real, radical, and definite. We're talking about faith in Jesus, hope in Jesus, love, all things. We said it's real. Reality on fact. Not just philosophy. Not just ideas that somebody dreamt up. You know, the Christian faith is quite unique. Okay, all the world is full of religion. Well, it is. The Christian faith is quite unique. Stands or falls on historical events. That Jesus is the real person that lives, that he was actually crucified, and that he actually rose from the dead. They must be true historical events for Christianity to be known. Totally different from moving on. And here I say it's totally different from a religious law. You're not going to be religious. People might have ceremonies and they might keep palm days and do all those different things. Sometimes they like to dress up and we're not into that. We're talking about a radically different one. It'll make you look different in a new way. This strength, in scripture, it often calls this way of living. It's part of this way of living right now. This way is completely different from what we. It's not just sort of going to church on Sunday and being nice. You know, a lot of people, they just get taught three rules for life. Don't hard. Go to church. Be nice. And it's revolutionary because it changes everything. It leads to complete change. It can't be the same. It can't be unchanged. It must be faith, hope, and love in you and working in you. So what are our definitions? What is it all about? It is all about Yeshua. All about Jesus. Yeshua is his Hebrew name. It's him. He was the same Jesus. The focus is him. If you want to find fault, it's the Christian way, find fault with him. Well, there are many questions. Who is he? What did he teach? What did he do? What about those miracles? Are they real? Some people love you. Some people hate you. Why do you think this is happening? Are you really honest? Why do you have to face up to him? You do. Might sound a bit tough, but it's not. If not now, later. The best thing you can do in your life, the best thing you can do in your life is follow him. And we're going to talk about that this weekend a lot. Everyone here is in danger. Every one of us is in danger of having a life which is corrupted and in the end a complete waste. You know, when you're young, there's a lot you can look forward to. You know, I'm going to go up and look up, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, etc. So many people don't achieve those things that they're dreaming. You get shipwrecked along the way. Things happen. They make really bad choices. Their life is just like an empty shell. Just dead while they live, you know. We're all in danger of that. We don't live in a friendly world. We live in a world that we don't have its way. People corrupt us and bring us from a shipwreck. We need to face up to Jesus. The best thing we can do, the wisest thing we can do, the smartest choice you can make, believe in Jesus. We hope that in all the stuff that we do this weekend, we hope that you will really seriously think about that and really leave this life sure. Your kids, in which you've set your direction. We have everything. We don't get to have all the answers. You can know where you're going. You can know the direction you're following. So let's just quickly look at this question. And to do that, I'm going to read a passage out of the Gospel of Luke. And this is probably one of the scariest and least popular passages in the Gospel. So it's Luke 14, verse 25. Now great multitudes went with him. Picture that. All other people are following Jesus around. Why are they following him? What did he say? He fed people. They had nothing to eat, and then he fed them miraculously, briefly. He fed people. I think they saw it. And you can imagine the stories that are going around. You know my uncle? You know, oh, they're the blind one. He's not blind anymore. So, turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be. I kind of picture the crowd that's following him suddenly sort of stop and thinking, the first thing that had come to mind was my father and mother. You know, they gave me life, they've cared for me, they've brought me up, they've done everything for me all these years. And the Bible says, only a father and mother. And he said, Not speaking of not hating in the sense of when I want to kill you for the idea. But it's talking about putting them in absolutely second place to being strong. What is the moment? Not just to say, listen to him and see, ask that question. Think you are, but you can demand that. In the end, he said, therefore, whatever of you is not to say, all that you have, and another thing. It's Jesus saying, I am first in your life. Before everything, before your very life, all your relationships, and your own life, I come before all the time. Now, if another man said that, he would be either crazy or really evil to demand that of anything. Jesus says it, speaking what is reasonable, prudent. He is before everything else. Well, I think it's one of the scariest passages, and not very popular to read this. But he was saying to people, count the cost. I'm not here. You know, the Lord was saying, I didn't come just to give you nice food or to heal a few sicknesses. So you can just say, oh, that's nice, you know, be helpful and I'll get on with my life. He didn't come for that. He came to win people, to have their hearts and to have their lives. When he has your life, then he will make something of it. He will preserve it. He will transform you. He will give you more than you can desire, more than you can imagine. Well, that's a scary kind of verse. The same Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. That's better. And take my yoke upon you. Join with me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Well, you might not think so after what I've just said. He said it is. And if we come together with him, follow him, we'll find his light. When I was young, I met a man who was much older than me, like 50 years older than me. And he served the Lord a lot, long, many, many years. And he said at the end of, you know, like at the end of his life, he said, I've got one complaint. Complaint about God, you know. I've got one complaint. He said, my complaint is God is too good. I don't think that's a good thing. So we want to urge you, we want to encourage you this weekend. Find out about Jesus. Don't think you know it all. Please. Please, please. Don't do that. Don't think because you know, lead a church and stuff that you've got it all worked out. There's so much more. That's true for all of us. the oldest to the youngest, the rulers, but so much better. So this invitation comes to me. Let's check as we can. Lord Jesus speaking to you, each one of you, in the company. Faith in Jesus, it's worth it. Love, through Jesus. Love, because of Jesus. So, we're going to have three talks. This is talk zero. Later on, there's talk one, two, and three. We have three thoughts about faith, hope, and love. And in those talks and in the groups, more importantly, we're going to be saying, well, what is it? Why does it matter? Why is it important? And how can I have this faith? How can I have this hope? How can I love? We've got to get down to what's real and practical in our lives, and those groups are all about that, that discussion. Bring out the questions. Tomorrow night we've got a question time as well. But in the groups, bring out the questions. Don't take the question you don't ask. Ask it. Say it's too hard. No, ask it. Too embarrassing. The best questions are the embarrassing ones. They're the questions everybody else wanted to ask. They're waiting for you to do it. Come to me, the Lord said, come to me. And our prayer is that we would discover more about Him. So let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we pray that this time wouldn't be wasted. Nobody would count themselves out. Nobody would say, I don't need it, I don't want it. Lord, we pray to get the hunger, the desire for no more, go further. Lord, do your work amongst us. Pray that it be deep and real and lasting. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.